Welcome to Pick Up and Deliver, the podcast where I pick up an audio recorder when I step off the train and deliver an episode to you while I walk home. I'm Brendan Riley. Well, good evening, listeners. It is Tuesday, October 2nd, and I'm walking home after my big lecture class, which went okay today. I enjoyed myself. I lectured a little bit more than I should have, but it felt like I kept the room with me for the most part. I may lean into that a little bit more because I feel like the discussions aren't as effective as I would like, so perhaps having the lectures be even better would be helpful. I don't know. We'll see. The discussions went okay. Good conversations about poems for the most part. So overall, a good day today. Being that it's October, I thought it would be fun to talk about something scary, and so I've come up with a new kind of segment. I don't think this will be a regular segment like the four that happen each month, but rather an irregular segment like the Message from the Deep or Shooting from the Hip. This will be a thing I do occasionally when the spirit moves me or when I have an idea for one. This is built around the fact that Halloween's coming up, and I'm calling it the Board Game Sommelier. I don't mean that I'm pairing wines with board games, because I would be a terrible choice for someone to suggest wines of any sort. But rather, what I'm thinking is I'll pair some other piece of media entertainment with a board game. So the rules I'm setting for myself are that I'll come up with a theme, and then come up with some ideas related to that theme, and then come up with a pairing of a board game and some other piece of culture that go together to engage with that idea from the theme. That maybe sounds a bit convoluted, but you'll see what I'm going for when I get there. So in thinking about Halloween and horror, I thought of five, I guess, feelings or ideas that come out in interesting horror movies that I think would be nicely paired with a good board game. That's desperation, viciousness, haunting, tension, and paranoia. I think each of these make for really good horror movies. You notice I didn't put gore in there. I like a good gory movie, but I don't generally think a good horror movie is about gore. And movies that are mostly about gore, I generally find to be not really very good horror movies. It's the movies that have some other element that I think really get elevated by the experience. So for each of those five choices, I'm going to offer a game and an idea, or a game and a film that you could engage in this October to have a sort of an evening of that emotion, or an evening of texts exploring that emotion. Hopefully you don't feel those things, but rather watch films about other people feeling that way. So to start with, the first one I came up with was desperation. And I think a lot of interesting thrillers and horror movies turn on the idea of desperation as a key thing the characters experience, or a key motivator for the characters. In particular, if you look at sort of Coen Brothers style thrillers, where characters are driven to the breaking point by a variety of factors, that's a certain kind of horror. I'm actually thinking about horror movies where characters are driven to desperation. I thought of a bunch, but the one I think is most interesting is Dawn of the Dead. If you haven't seen the original Dawn of the Dead, it's about a bunch of people during a zombie apocalypse, and they hole up in a mall in what first appears to be a sort of capitalist paradise, because they've got all the things they could ever want. Quickly devolves into a mindless existence, devoid of joy, devoid of purpose, and the characters are left just desperate for any kind of meaning, and really unable to find it. It's a super dark movie, cloaked in this kind of goofiness that hides the real ennui at the heart of it, that our modern life is just so vacant. It's really dark, but wonderful. So I was thinking, what's a movie what's a game that captures this same feeling? And the feeling of desperation and hopelessness. And I think dead of winter is the clear answer there. Now, it seems a bit on the nose to pair a zombie movie with a zombie game, but dead of winter is a perfect encapsulation of this idea that you don't have quite enough, you're desperate, yet also you feel kind of hopeless much of the time. Now the game actually gives you a bit more to do because you're not striving, you're striving for survival as well as for purpose. Overall, I feel like Dead of Winter and Dawn of the Dead are an excellent pairing. They do share the zombie theme, but they both have an equal kind of hopelessness that really is effective. So that's Dawn of the Dead and Dead of Winter. So the second idea I was thinking of was viciousness. A lot of really good horror movies capture this idea of human beings just being vicious. The less effective ones are the ones that have sort of malevolent viciousness for no reason. Your Halloweens or your Friday the 13th. But the really effective horror movies are the ones that have a kind of psychological viciousness. They capture this idea that human beings are the ones who are cruel to one another. If you think about something like Get Out, where the characters are just monstrous, or 28 Days Later, or particularly the Fallout 28 Weeks Later, speaks to a heartlessness that's really strong. But the movie I would point to the most is another zombie film, and I think this is the last zombie movie I'm using. Land of the Dead, which is a not terrible George Romero movie. It's the fourth in the Dead cycle, and definitely not as good as the other three. I think Night, Dawn, and Day of the Dead are all better. But Land of the Dead is passable, and it's got some interesting things, and it really hits home on this idea that as soon as human beings get a chance, they're just gonna treat each other like crap. And Romero really had a dark view of what's going on in culture, and it shows in Land of the Dead, where as soon as people get a chance, they throw each other to the proverbial zombie wolves. So what's the best game to pair with that? It's perhaps the meanest game that I own a copy of, and that's City of Horror. City of Horror is a zombie-themed game in which each character needs to try to survive the night. As a player, you have, I think, two or three characters, depending how many people are playing, and your goal is to have them survive four rounds until the rescue chopper shows up, at which time, if they have a vial of antidote, they can get on the rescue chopper. However, the zombies are getting really aggressive, and they're overrunning buildings, and they're causing all sorts of trouble, and the characters are super weak. Like, each character has basically one power they can use once, and you have a couple cards that let you do a little bit, but there are not enough resources to fight off the zombies. And so often, the only way to hold the zombies out of a building is to throw someone in the building out to the zombies. And that's what happens each round. Any building that gets overrun, if there's more than one person in the building, one of the people gets thrown to the zombies and killed. So the goal of the game is to have your two characters survive, hopefully without having used their special abilities, and then you get the most points and you win. But boy howdy, it is a mean game. Really, it engages that same kind of viciousness and a little bit of the goofiness that is at the heart of Land of the Dead. So if you're looking for Night of Viciousness, Land of the Dead and City of Horror are an excellent combination. Now, perhaps Madame and Monsieur is in the mood for something a little bit more spiritual, perhaps a little bit more psychological, perhaps a little bit more haunting. Maybe you're looking for something that appeals to the ancient reptilian mind that's afraid of the dark and frightened by shadows. Well, the best theme and time for this is the colonial era, in which electricity and securely built buildings and easy access to firepower are all a world away. And things that go bump in the night sometimes turn out to be real. So this pairing is united by theme, and that's going to be Sleepy Hollow, the Johnny Depp film about an investigator in colonial England trying to find the terrifying ghosts that are haunting a small New England town, and A Touch of Evil, the Ameritrash delight fest in which characters play medieval investigators roaming about a town trying to defeat an evil. Now my family, we always play on the co-op mode, so it's an evil haunted scarecrow with like 40 hit points, and all of the investigators working together to gather enough clues to defeat the scarecrow, rather than say the competitive mode where each investigator is trying to defeat the scarecrow on their own. We find the co-op much more enjoyable. There are also town elders, some of whom have secrets and work for the evil creature. There are others who will help the team if they get a chance. There's an awful lot of dice rolling, but it's one of those games where there's so much dice rolling that the odds tend to even out into your favor. You know, a game where you're only rolling dice once or twice, the dice have a problem of being so significant because they're rolled so rarely that they cause a lot of damage. Whereas a game where you're rolling dozens of dice, the statistical odds of rolling any particular number even out, and generally, you know, one or two good rolls or bad rolls aside, you're going to get what you expect. Such is the case with A Touch of Evil. Now, it's a long game, but it's a delightful game, full of wonderful thematic cards, lots of creepy investigation locations, and everything you could want to make for a great evening of excitement. So if you're in the mood for a haunting colonial treat, pair Johnny Depp's Sleepy Hollow with the Flying Frog Productions game, A Touch of Evil, ideally with the Something Wicked and the Coast expansions, both of which I have. Okay, so that is the third pairing. The fourth pairing I would offer goes into the stars for A Fright in Space. And this would be a fright coming from tension. The tension of suspense, the tension of mystery. On one hand, the Ridley Scott classic Alien fits all of these together. You know something bad is happening. You know that it's coming. You can even maybe see where it's coming from, but still, the tension of waiting for it. It's brutal. And it's such a creepy movie. So atmospheric and so frightening. Despite its age, Alien really works well as a set piece for a classic monster movie. And what do you pair with a classic monster movie about people getting hunted by aliens in a spaceship? Perhaps Escape from Aliens in Outer Space, the hidden movement game in which all the players are hidden and moving, but which one of them turns out to be a nasty alien who, when they think they have the opportunity, will chomp chomp and eat the people they've been pursuing. It's a really tense game, best played in absolute silence, or perhaps with a little background of like spaceship noises. It's really effective and interesting. I have not played it very many times because my family doesn't like it. So I have this game I bought that I think is really neat that I've only gotten a couple plays because my family doesn't like it. But I think it's really neat and would make an excellent pairing with Alien as our fourth combination for the evening. The final combination and the last one that the board game sommelier will recommend this evening is going to be something that will sneak up on you. It's probably the one you were expecting, or at least you thought maybe you should expect it. It's the pairing that inspires paranoia. Paranoia, perhaps one of the best and creepiest horror movie emotions. It gets in under your eyelids, gets in the back of your head, makes you think something's coming when it's not, makes you worry about everything around the corner. good horror movie is full of paranoia. And clearly the winner here is John Carpenter's The Thing. Oh man, The Thing is such a delicious exercise in paranoia. Any character might be The Thing at any given time, and they only can find out at the worst moment when things are going terribly wrong. Of course, there are many hidden traitor games that play on the mechanisms of The Thing. And there are two that I would point to as games I'd like to try. One is Panic Station, the original Thing-themed game, which is one I got in a trade and have yet to be able to get to the table. But it's built around this idea that some characters might be alien creatures. You just don't know which are which. And everybody's super paranoid about the other, so you don't want to come into the room with another player because they might infect you. In the last 2 years, two other games based around this same property have come out. The Thing, Infection at Outpost something something, and Who Goes There, are both themed around the original John Campbell story, The Thing, and both have the same function of paranoia and skepticism about who's to blame or who to worry about in the players around the table. The game I've played that I would recommend that has this mechanism would be Dark Moon. Dark Moon is, of course, the Stronghold Games adaptation of the print and play game BSG Express. It's a game built around the idea that somebody might be a traitor, or somebody is a traitor, and they're trying to wreck all your plans. But the game is set up in a way that nobody really knows who's a traitor and who's not. And the game can sometimes force you to do bad things and make you look like a traitor, even if you don't want to. And then you're protesting and trying to say, no, no, I didn't want to do that. Meanwhile, the traitor is doing the same thing and ruining everybody's day. It's an excellent game and really ties in well to John Carpenter's The Thing. So for paranoia, you can't go worse than Dark Moon and The Thing. Well, thanks for tuning in. Pop over to Board Game Geek and let me know what pairing you have that you'd like to play. So let me know what you think. Pop over to Board Game Geek Guild 3269 and let us know what pairing you would combine to combine board games and movies. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Brought to you by Rattlebox Games.